B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Eric, what can we do for you, my fine fellow?
All right, so I went out with this girl, Trista. Well, we actually worked together. And I thought we had a good time. You know, we hung out. We talked a lot. She laughed a lot. And she won't call me back now after, like, a week of since our last date.
Wow, you talked and laughed, and she won't call you back after that?
Right.
Do you think you did anything in any of those situations that might have turned her off?
No, I mean, I actually listened to this, you know, this segment a lot, so I kind of know what not to do and what not to ask, and, you know, we didn't have any crazy conversations, I didn't reveal any secrets, you know, it was just normal, you know, talking, they, you know, kind of making fun of people in the restaurant, you know.
Yeah.
Just normal stuff.
See, the thing is, people... no one ever thinks they did something crazy, and then, like, right. They realize, like, and then when it comes out what they did or said, they're surprised by it. It's like, oh, I didn't know that she didn't. Oh, she did. That turned her off? Oh, who knew? Anyway, so we'll give her a call for you next, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, man.
All right, hang on. Second date update on 10s. All right, we just spoke to Eric, who went out with Trista, who he works with. And they went to a dinner. They went to a movie. He absolutely hit it out of the park. He could not have done a better job, Pebbles, in his own words. So now, Eric, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, get ready to have your mind blown, because I guarantee we're going to call Trista, and she's going to say something that you did that you didn't think was a big deal. Or maybe she won't. You know what? Maybe right. I shouldn't say that. Perhaps she just has been busy and hasn't been able to get back to you. Yeah, exactly. What am I saying? That's a lie. All right, stay quiet. We're going to call her.
Hello?
Hi, is this Trista?
Yeah.
Hi, Trista. I'm sorry for calling you so early. My name is Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And can I just explain to you really quick? We got your phone number from somebody, and it's a good reason why we're calling you.
Okay,
so we got a call from a gentleman who likes you and would love to take you out on a nice date that we would pay for. So basically what I'm telling you is, and I'm going to tell you this guy's name. The reason we're calling you is if you say yes to going out with this gentleman, whose name I'm going to tell you, you know him, we will pay for any date that you'd like to do. So you pick the place that you'd like to go. A nice fancy place to have a nice dinner. Maybe one of your favorite restaurants or a restaurant you've never tried before. You tell us when you'd like to go out. We'll reserve everything. You can eat as much as you want. You can drink as much as you want. And see if you and this guy hit it off. Worst case scenario, you have a great meal and some great drinks. And you don't feel it with this dude. But it's not a trick. Like I said, I'll tell you his name if you want to hear his name.
Boss.
I'll just tell you his name. How about that?
Okay,
his name is Eric, and apparently you guys went out before already.
No.
Wow. Okay, quick.
Yeah, we did go out before, yeah, and I work with him.
Yes.
So, I think, thanks, but I think I'm good.
That's such a polite decline, but can you explain to us why? Because we spoke to him, and he said that he feels as if you guys had a connection, and he's very confused as to why you're not calling him back. He didn't feel like he did anything weird or said anything that turned you off.
All right. So we were on a work conference call, right? On one of those Zoom conferences, and everybody's got their cameras and we're all set up. And he must have thought that his, you know, camera was not seeing him for whatever reason. I don't know why, but, at some point, he decided that he was going to start, like, manscaping and shit. Like,
yeah.
What?
I don't know. He was bending over and he was, like, shaving his ass. I don't know what he was doing.
What?
But I cannot.
But he pulled his pants
and, down? Oh, yeah. And, you know, I mean, we went on a couple dates. That's not how you want to see things for the first time, for sure. And not only that, but now everybody at work on that call has seen it, too.
Oh.
He was shaving his ass.
What?
I think that's what he was doing. Whatever. I don't know. But
okay, well, we can ask him because Eric's on the phone right now. And Eric.
Plucking his ass and not paying
Oh, my God.
What is happening?
Aren't you glad this is not a video conference?
Yeah, Eric, question one is, what were you doing during that conference? And question two is, what are you doing right now?
First of all, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Are you serious? Everybody saw that?
Yeah, everybody saw it. Everybody at work. Kathy and Sarah and everybody. Yeah, we all saw it, and we cannot
oh
see it.
Oh, my God.
No, you didn't turn it off, apparently.
Oh, my God. I hate that.
We saw enough. We did not need to keep going on that, for sure.
Well, yeah, obviously, guys aren't supposed to see stuff like that.
What were you doing? What was that she saw?
Well, I mean, like, I was about to get in the shower, okay? And one of my things I do before I get in the shower is I make sure, you know, there's not any stray hairs or something. Just, I don't know, just making sure that it's all good back there.
Yeah.
It's just a routine that I do. I mean, it's not like it happens all the time, guys. I promise.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure.
That's a good defense.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Trista, he can guarantee that he will not do that again. On a work conference call.
On a date or on conference calls.
On a date either. He will keep his hands away from his ass during a date. And he guarantee, God. You promise that, right, Eric?
I 100% promise that.
All right, Trista, so what do you say? You want to go out with him again?
No!
Does Barbara know?
Yes! Everybody has seen this.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, I mean...
If you don't lie when you first meet somebody about something about yourself,
well, no, you do. You lie about something. It's okay. It's okay to jack up your stats. Just don't. You can't lie about something that's super obvious that they will know is a lie the second they meet you. Like the way you look, all right? You'll understand what I'm talking about tomorrow at 8:10 with the second date update on the 10th.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.